Yeah.
And finally, he looks over at you like,
how'd you know about that question?
Quit asking about best questions.
That was funny.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of June 12th, 2023. The time is now 6:12 p.m. Apologize for the late start. But public comments. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No council or board discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with the law. Do we have anybody who would like to speak? Signed up? No. Yes. Done? Okay, thank you. All right. Are there any public comments or receipt of petitions at this time? Seeing none. Okay. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes. First, I'd like to introduce our intern. Her name is Caroline Klein. She's going to be with the Community Development Department for the next 2 months over her summer break. So we wanted to welcome her, and she wanted to come and see how what happens here at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. So welcome, Caroline.
Uh-huh.
I also wanted to kind of give you guys, I happened to see this, and this was a reminder, is that the annual report, if you haven't seen it, from the Town Ball Economic Development Corp., mm-hmm. I would highly recommend you going online and looking at it, or you can go pick up I can get you a copy, or if you go over to their offices, you can pick one up. But it was very well done. It gives you a really good idea of what's happened in Town Ball, and it just goes to show us that Town Ball is on the move. So it was very interesting and very well done. So I would highly recommend that. Wanted to give you guys a quick update on some of the other zoning items that went before council. The item that was a commercial, there was a rezoning amendment to commercial to office along Rudel, which is across the street from the fire department. That was approved. The item that was on Rudolph, which was requesting to go from SF20 to general retail, was taken. There was no action taken. They had requested, they meaning the city council, had requested staff to come back and bring forth some possible text amendments that might allow for something like what they are asking for with certain conditions. So staff is currently working on that, and we'll bring that back to this body and also city council for review. There was a resolution to, back in 2017, there was a resolution when a property goes, leaves the extraterritorial jurisdiction of City of Houston and comes to the City of Tomball. We accepted a resolution to accept some property in, which is at the western edges of our city, right on the north side of Telge Road, where it tees into 2920. City of Houston, even though that was done back in 2017, has mm-hmm. put another stipulation on this particular property that they needed to continue on a major thoroughfare, which is Telge Road to the mm-hmm. north. So we brought that forth to City Council. City Council amended or approved an amendment to that resolution to add that in if they were to come into the city of Tomball, that we would extend Telge Road as a arterial. And so that was approved. Black Mountain Energy, they came before you. They were going or had been scheduled to go before the city council. They asked to be tabled, and they conducted a community event that happened on June 1st. And so they are coming back to city council for their judgment, I guess, or approval or not approval on the 19th. And so I just wanted to give you guys an update on that. And then also the rezoning amendment on South Cherry, which was from SF20 to commercial, was also approved. And that's all I have as an update.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it. consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of May 8th, 2023. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move we approve the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Ross. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any corrections or discussion? Seeing none, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay. New business non-action items. Steph, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon. My name is Jared Smith. I'm the city planner for the city of Tomball. There is one non-action item on the agenda for tonight, and it is a minor plat, Grand Boudreaux Business Park. It is located outside the city limits of Tomball, and it is creating one lot. And this plat was included, a copy of this plat was included in your packets. We are going to be approving this plat with no conditions. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have on this plat. Otherwise, we will move forward without any sort of consideration by this commission due to the fact that it is a non-action item.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone have any questions? Seeing none. Very good.
Thank you.
All righty. F1. We're going to conduct a public hearing in consideration to approve zoning case Z23-07, a request by Tomball 10 Joint Venture, represented by Koa Nguyen, sorry, I butchered your name, to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning land legally described as being approximately 2.73 acres of land out of the William Hurd Survey Abstract 378 from agriculture to general retail zoning. The property is generally located within the 13,200 to 13,400 blocks on the south side of Medical Complex Drive within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Once again, Jared Smith, city planner for the city of Tomball, and I will be presenting Z23-07. Here is an aerial location map, which is highlighting the area of the subject property. It is on the south side of Medical Complex Drive, within the 13,200 and 13,400 blocks of Medical Complex Drive. The property is comprised of approximately 2.73 acres, and the applicants are requesting to rezone the subject property from agricultural zoning to general retail in order to allow medical uses as well as a range of retail uses at this location. Here are a few photographs of the subject property as well as the surrounding properties to provide context as to whereabouts we are. Current zoning map showing that the subject property does currently fall within the agricultural zoning district and has been within the zoning designation since City of Tomball adopted zoning in 2008. Immediately north of the subject property is Medical Complex Drive, and the area further north is currently zoned agricultural. It is vacant and undeveloped. South of the subject site is zoned agricultural and is also vacant and undeveloped. An independent and assisted living facility is, which is called Tomball Retirement Center, is located just west of the subject property and is within the general retail zoning district. And then a nursing home, which is called Park Manor, is located southeast of the subject property within a commercial zoning designation. The subject property will have access from Medical Complex Drive, which is designated as a major arterial street, and it is also at the corner of that arterial street as and a planned collector road. So you can kind of make it on the zoning map. There's a dashed green line, which is called as Commercial Park, or Holdred South is what it's actually referred to on a recorded subdivision plat, but this is a planned collector roadway that will connect to the south, which is Michelle Road. Yet another zoning map that kind of provides a broader view to give you an idea of the zoning within the immediate area. As you can tell, a large amount of the surrounding properties to the east and the north, to the west and the northwest are currently within the general retail zoning designation, which is what is being proposed this evening. future land use map. This property is designated as being within the medical district by the Comprehensive Plan's future land use map. This category is intended to provide an emphasis on healthcare and supportive services and further capitalize on a unique regionally serving area of the city. The Tomball Regional Medical Center provides a significant physical and economic footprint in the community. Future land use map designates approximately 2% of the area of the city, which is approximately 279 acres of land, as being in the medical district. One of the guiding principles of the comprehensive plan is to create a medical district with complementary land uses. Comprehensive plan envisions a variety of uses that create a self-serving campus with active transportation connections to Old Town, as well as transitional residential areas for this district. As per the comprehensive plan, open spaces with pedestrian focus should be a prominent component of the district itself. And as per the comprehensive plan, appropriate land uses include things such as hospitals, clinics, offices, some lodging, long-term care, some retail uses, as well as restaurants. And then appropriate secondary uses may include things like private gathering spaces, local utility services, government facilities, or perhaps transportation sorts of uses. And the comprehensive plan does recommend zoning districts of either a planned development district, a general retail zoning district, which is what is being proposed this evening, office zoning, as well as mixed-use zoning for the area. The notification map, city staff sent out notification letters to all owners of properties within 300 feet of the subject property, and we have received zero responses in favor and zero in opposition at this time. City staff has found that the request to rezone the property to general retail zoning is in direct alignment with the goals and the objectives of our comprehensive plan. General retail zoning is consistent with the existing zoning in the immediate vicinity, and this request will continue to establish the medical district land use category as identified in the future land use map for the area, and by promoting offices, medical uses, as well as some limited supportive retail uses as well. And taking all that into consideration, city staff is recommending approval to you all today on Z23-07. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward and present your case and state your name and address for our record, please?
Hello, my name is Kwong Nguyen. My address is 28527 Tomball Parkway, Tomball, Texas 77375. I'm here today to request that we can reclassify the zoning to from agriculture to general retail so that we have the ability to really make it a more comprehensive center right by the hospital area. My wife and I currently own a dental practice off of the corner of 249 and 2920, and we just really love the city of Tomball, and we're hoping to kind of establish our roots here and create kind of a home for us. I would love to be able to relocate like our dental practice there, and then just make it more accommodating to, you know, everyone in their neighborhood. What I really would like to do is maybe open some sort of restaurant or something that can be accommodating to the hospital. I really like the smaller mom and pop shop, so to speak. I like going to like Pine Street Suites and Eats, and I just want to present or be able to do something of the sort there. Here you'll see, what is that called? It's a concept drawing of what we think we can do there. So we do have spacing for different buildings to lease out. We're thinking maybe a dental practice for one, pharmacy, different types of medical uses that will be able to work in that space. A couple of restaurants. I am under the understanding that we didn't really like general retail in that area because of potentially like a gas station or something that would attract, you know, the type of citizens to go to that area. And I completely agree with that. So with that, I am working with J.A. Green. They actually did the construction for our dental practice, and I wanted to highlight some of his work on here. So he has that Oyster Creek Animal Hospital. I believe the next one has something else as well. Yeah, that's a competitor, but you know, we'll use that because I love the feel of the architecture. Yeah, so that was kind of what we had in mind. The next one is gonna be everything that falls under general retail. And I did want to make sure that we highlight some of the things that we didn't want to do. I definitely want to stay away from like tattoo parlors and things like that and just keep our options open. And that's the one there. Those are the ones that are not highlighted. Mm-hmm. That list is relatively long. Did you guys have any questions for me?
We'll call you back.
What was that?
We'll call you back.
Okay. Thank you.
You have the address in? Okay. The public hearing on zoning case Z23-07 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:23 p.m. If there's anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request, you'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Do we have anybody signed up, Kim?
No. I don't see anything.
No, ma'am.
Hmm?
No, ma'am.
No, we have no one signed up. All right. Well, let the record show that the time is now 6:24 p.m. and the public hearing is now closed. So, okay. May I have a motion to approve zoning case Z23-07?
I move we approve. Excuse me.
Thank you, Commissioner Ross.
It must be contagious in this room.
Mm-hmm. I guess. So, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions of the applicant?
Yeah, I got just a couple questions.
Okay, sir, would you come up to the mic, please?
So, the primary purpose is to have your dentist practice here, and you're just going to sprinkle in retail around it. Is that what I'm understanding you're doing?
Yeah, I would like other type of clinics around it as well. Uh-huh. I was kind of envisioning like a specialist area, like oral surgeon, not a pediatrician. What's that called? I can't think of it off the top of my head. Periodontist.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Orthodontist.
You're trying to attract other kinds of retail. I saw on the parking plan there, mm-hmm. different kinds of retail require different kinds of parking. I guess it's not a question for you, right. It's a question for staff. But so is there enough parking there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Also, I know there's some traffic on Medical Complex there. Obviously, are you banking on, or is there a study that you did based on the number of traffic that's going by, can you attract certain kinds of retail?
No, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay. That's pretty much it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Do you have a question?
I'm trying to figure out a way to frame this. We're asking you to go from agricultural to general retail in the medical complex district, or is that a district that we're talking about, or
that's a future land use category?
Mm-hmm. How do we keep that medically related and not going to, I'll use Dr. Wynn's words, tattoo parlors, lighting shops, things like that? How do we keep that medically, if we're going to have a medical complex district, how do we keep that medically related?
Well, we as a city govern land use by zoning, which is the very reason for the board, right?
Yes.
So anything that would be allowed in that zoning district would be allowed at this location by right, as far as the city's concerned. So anything on that list, even the items that he's highlighted as red, would be allowed by right by the zoning. So anything in addition to that, so he is within his right to establish being the owner of the property and the restrictions as far as what can go there, but it wouldn't be on the city to enforce those sorts of restrictions. Kind of like an HOA can have their own separate standards, separate from the city, but it's on the HOA to enforce those standards, not the city to enforce those standards.
So it's his property, he does what he wants to, as long as within his right?
As far as the city is concerned, as long as it's something that's allowed in general retail, we're fine.
Right.
Okay.
Anything in addition to that, he does have the option to enforce deed restrictions on the property, being the owner of the property, and govern it similar to an HOA. To restrict tattoo parlors, if he so chose, but we as a city wouldn't be the governing body at that point. He, being the HOA, would be the governing body, is kind of how
okay.
it functions.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good point, because, I mean, the council has kind of been reluctant to grant that kind of change. Mm-hmm. You may have good intentions, but the fear is always that, you know, if you sell that property, that designation stays with the property forever. So that's a concern.
That's in my contract for the purchase of the property. So I'm not allowed to sell more than 49% of the property because of that very restriction.
So you have a contract that says you can't sell more than 49% of the property in the future, won't you?
Correct. Or that's, yes, I'm on a contract to purchase.
Is that your understanding, Jared, or?
I'm not sure what he means by selling the property. So if he's going to sell the property, he would have to legally subdivide it out into lots.
Right.
That would become difficult because each lot has to meet certain parameters as far as lot sizes and widths and depths. He could conceivably condominiumize the buildings and sell the airspace inside of these buildings, essentially, but without actually subdividing them. So he could sell a building off to somebody. They would own. It'd be like owning a condo, right? You own the space in the building, but you don't own the property. You don't own the property that the building sits on. Mm-hmm. So you could conceivably do something along those lines.
Yeah, I didn't really think that far. So we're leasing the dental office right now. Mm-hmm. I'd like to own the land instead of paying rent to somebody. Mm-hmm.
Totally get it. Totally get it. And I mean, I think with your practice and all that, sounds great. I do think it's interesting that you want to put a sweet shop next to the dentist office.
Well, you know, it's advantageous for us, right?
The American cookie.
I have one question of staff. Is there any other zoning designation that would allow the dental office there?
The dental office, yes, ma'am. So we have the office zoning, which is the most restrictive commercial zoning classification that we have in the city. It allows for essentially just office type of uses. So it would limit him. He would not be in a position to have any kind of retail apparel shops. I don't think restaurant uses are allowed by right. I believe mm-hmm. you have to get a conditional use permit for restaurants. Yeah.
But you could get a conditional use permit.
I think so.
Would an office zoning suit your needs as opposed to general retail?
It's a little restrictive mm-hmm. for us.
Yeah.
So we can look at those if you like. The use chart that helps kind of provide a bit of background. Give me one moment.
And again, question for staff. If indeed this is designated on the future land use map as a medical district and medical uses are best met with office zoning, is that, am I understanding this correctly?
It's either or. So the future land use plan is a guiding document, right?
Correct.
It mm-hmm. calls out the medical district, and then it provides guidance on, well, how do we achieve this medical district?
Exactly.
And the comprehensive plan does support, it doesn't need to be solely offices. For it to be a functional district, you've got to provide some other services aside from an office. Because employees need somewhere to go eat on their mm-hmm. lunch break.
That's right.
They want to go pick up some new scrubs on their lunch break. They need to go to an apparel shop.
Exactly.
These are the things
bank.
That need
be
to
a great fit.
A medical district. So the comprehensive plan supports general retail zoning, which is the reason why we as staff are supporting it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it does, everyone's brought up good points. It does host a whole lot of other uses as well. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's up to the property owner how they manage it, who they want to come in and lease out their spaces that they build. And we as a city determining whether or not it's allowed in the general retail zoning district. So here is the office permitted use chart. As you can see, it's comparatively speaking, when we open the general retail districts up here, I'll just kind of thumb through this, pages of things versus three or four pages, right? So it's, and a lot of these require conditional use permits. So if you want to have a skilled nursing facility, you need a conditional use permit for that. You want to open a school or a university or a trade school, you need a conditional use permit for that. So office does become extensively more difficult, restrictive, but it would also establish the needs of what Mr. Coe would like to do with the property, but it would not allow for the retail aspect or even the restaurant aspect by right.
Is there any retail in here that's conditional use for in the office?
Here are the retail uses. They are quite restricted.
So it's all doable. The restriction is you got to go through the process of getting a conditional use permit.
Well, yes and no. So there's not a general retail conditional use. So general retail is what we consider like your retail trade store. A clothing apparel store is general retail, and it's not listed on this list at all. Not even with the conditional use permit.
But under the office, if he wants to have a sweet shop next to Dennis, which I appreciate the transparency on that, he can go through the process of getting a conditional use permit and pull that together.
Only if it's listed as a conditional use, only if it's listed as a use on this conditional use permit. So a sweet shop would probably fall under their general retail store, which is not on this list. So again, if you look at the retail uses, if one of these was general retail, that would kind of be your all-encompassing.
Okay.
A convenience store there, a gas station with a conditional use permit, which I guess he could sell candy at a gas station. But a sweet shop, just a retail center completely, or an apparel store, would not be allowed, even with the conditional use permit.
And I just want to make sure that people understand too is that when you get a conditional use permit, it's for that one spot, right? And so if he were to have multiple, say he wants to do a sweet shop, he wants to do a restaurant, he wants to do this apparel or florist shop, you would have to do three different conditional use permits. You don't get an over-encompassing conditional use permit for the site. It's for every type of those uses. So anytime a person would, change, say he has someone that leaves the lease and they want to come back in, that person's going to come back to us each and every time with a conditional use permit.
Well, I hadn't been doing this very long, but we find a gray area on a lot of these situations where what he really wants to do is, acceptable, but you're opening up this Pandora's box of other things that makes everybody, what's going to happen here long term.
And I think my point for asking the question was if you're going to have a medical complex district and he wants to do a dentist office with related businesses and, all this seems reasonable. In 5, 10, 15 years, we have a jack in a box and the sign goes up and because it's general retail in your hospital district.
Yes, anything that's in general retail by right. That doesn't say CUP, he could do by right if the zoning was approved.
I do have a question for you myself. Okay, what I'm getting from what you're trying to explain in everybody's questions is what you're trying to do. And I hope this is it, but if it's not, just tell me. So what you're trying to do is you want to bring in different medical specialties, whether they're dental specialties or, doctors, whatever. There's so many different kinds of medical things. But what you also want to offer within that area, if possible, because I know where it's at, there aren't a lot of little, as I call them, hole-in-the-wall eating establishments. Just little ones. I'm not a full-blown Perry's or anything like that, but more like the local shop where somebody goes and gets something to eat. Employees and all do require a place to eat, and you can get traffic in from people visiting the hospital and other medical things around there. I think what concerns me is when you're going well, you don't know how you're going to do these leasing and everything. And I totally get that at this point. I mean, you're at the beginning of the phase. But I think that if you'll work with staff and all that, they can maybe help guide you, or with whoever you're working with as your builder or your banker or whatever, somebody to guide you. And I'm assuming you didn't become a dentist without doing a lot of this research.
Right.
So, and I apologize for butchering your name. I'm not real good at doing that kind of thing. But, so you're looking at putting your business there, and you're going to be there a while if you're going to do this kind of investment and all.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that you're clear that this is the category you want to go in, or do you want to go to a different direction?
Which category are we on now?
We're on your original one, which is general retail.
That's the category I want to go in.
Okay. So, you know, and staff is great here. They're good at working with everybody and helping you find ways to work through things. And so are some of our city council people. Anyway, so does anybody else have any questions or anything they'd like to ask? Guys?
No.
And we have a lot of experience on our board, too.
That's good.
So, is there anything else you'd like to say? Time is yours.
No, I think you guys are on the same wavelength as me.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. Public hearing time. Public hearing is now. Okay. So no additional comments. Did I close public hearing? I already did. Okay. So, is there any other discussion? Any other questions? Alrighty. Would you call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ross.
Nay.
Commissioner Moore.
Nay.
Commissioner Tagg.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
You said aye?
Motion. Failed. Two votes nay. Two votes aye.
Okay. Okay, the public hearing and consideration to approve zoning case Z23-08, a request by Real Life Ministries Texas, represented by Quiditi, to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning land legally described as being 2.73 acres out of the William Hurd Survey, Abstract 378. From agriculture to general retail zoning. The property is generally located within the 13,200-13,400 block south side of Medical Complex Drive within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. So, staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Once again, my name is Jared Smith. I'm the city planner here for the city of Tomball, and I'll be presenting Z23-08. Here is an aerial location map which is highlighting the subject property, cross-hatched in yellow. We are at the southwest corner of Medical Complex Drive and South Cherry Street. The property is approximately 6.09 acres and located within the 1600 block on the west side of South Cherry Street. The subject properties are comprised of two tracts of land. As you can see in this image, one of those tracts is currently being occupied by a warehouse facility, or has historically been occupied by a warehouse facility, which I believe is presently vacant, and the other tract of land is presently vacant. The reason for this request is the applicants are wanting to rezone the subject property to general retail to allow the use of the property for a church as well as a child daycare center. It's important to note that churches are allowed in every zoning district here inside the city limits of Tomball. However, a child daycare center is not. So the reason for this request ultimately to rezone to general retail is to allow for the child daycare center aspect of their proposed project. Here are photographs of the subject property as well as surrounding properties, just to provide a bit of context and give you some bearings to where we are located. current zoning map. So as you can see, the property is actually split between two different zoning districts. Part of this property is currently within the light industrial zoning district, which is the purple color on this map, and then part of the property is within agricultural zoning district. Each of these zoning designations have been on this property since the adoption of zoning in 2008. So surrounding land uses north of the property is Medical Complex Drive, and the area just further north is currently zoned general retail and is vacant and undeveloped. That parcel of land was rezoned, and this commission did recommend approval on that rezone, and City Council did approve that rezoning request to general retail in March of this year. South of the subject site is property which is zoned light industrial and is vacant and undeveloped. There's also a small area, which you'll see that it's yellow, which is single family residential 9, and it's currently occupied by all single family residents. West of the subject property is zoned agricultural and is a current drainage channel. And then further west is Memorial MRI and Diagnostics, and it is currently within the commercial zoning designation. East of the subject site is South Cherry Street, and just on the east side of South Cherry Street is existing single family residential zoning, as well as an existing single family residence within that SF zoning. And then there's also office zoning at the southeast corner of what you see as Medical Complex in South Cherry, and it's currently occupied by an office building. Once again, just a kind of a broader view of the zoning within this area. There's quite a lot of different zoning districts kind of comprised in this area, but I just wanted to provide some context as far as the mixture of uses that are present here. Future land use map. A portion of this property, which fronts on Medical Complex Drive, is designated as neighborhood commercial. That's the lighter pink color that you see there. And then the rear portion of the property, or that purple color, is the business park and industrial future land use category. These are categories which are identified in our comprehensive plan. The neighborhood commercial land use category, that's the portion which fronts on Medical Complex, is a category which is intended for commercial uses that are developed with the appropriate context, scale, and design to complement residential development. They are intended to be accessible by both vehicle as well as pedestrians. Intended uses there are restaurants, retail, professional services, clinics, and offices. Recommended zoning districts, according to the comprehensive plan, are office zoning, general retail zoning, or planned development districts. The backside of that property, which is within the business park and industrial land use category, is intended to be located near adequate thoroughfares, which provide convenient access for vehicular traffic, which is to include freight. Land uses that are appropriate in this category are offices, warehousing, light manufacturing uses, breweries, distilleries, equipment sales, contractor services, as well as corporate campuses. The comprehensive plan does recommend either light industrial zoning, commercial zoning, office zoning, or planned development district zoning for these business park and industrial categories. The proposed zoning category of general retail is in conformance with the comprehensive plan's designation of the neighborhood commercial portion of the property, which is fronting on Medical Complex, but it is not consistent with the business park and industrial land use category, which is just further south of that. And although the proposed zoning category of general retail is not in conformance with the comprehensive plan for the area, which is designated as business park and industrial, the existing conditions on the ground, as well as the planned use of the properties within the immediate area, a large amount of which is planned as neighborhood residential just east of South Cherry Street. That's what the yellow color is there. So you can see a large amount of the area to the east is planned for residences, would not be conducive for industrial types of land uses that are currently promoted in the existing light industrial zoning district, but would be conducive for general retail zoning or the uses that you'd find within general retail zoning. That zoning district is intended to promote land uses which are compatible or going to be providing some sort of service to these residential areas or neighborhoods that would suffice the needs for the church as well as the daycare center that they are proposing. Here is an exhibit which was provided by the applicant. It's conceptual in nature. We as staff have not officially conducted a review on this, but it's just to provide a bit of background as to what they're wanting to do. Notification map. So city staff did send out notification letters to all owners of properties within 300 feet of the subject property. And to this day, we have received zero in opposition and zero in favor. City staff believes that this request is consistent with the goals and the objectives of the comprehensive plan. And although a portion of the property requested for rezoning may not be in direct alignment with the future land use plan, we do believe that this requested zoning would be a benefit to the existing and planned residential land uses within this area, whereas the existing light industrial zoning and the uses which are promoted with that light industrial zoning district would be detrimental to the planned neighborhood residential land uses that are on the east side of South Cherry Street. So taking that into consideration, city staff is recommending approval of zoning case Z23-08 this evening.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case, state your name and address for the record?
My name is Kathleen Houck, and my address is 19720 Holly Court, Magnolia, 77355.
Thank you.
I did not come here planning on speaking. I had a conversation with David Esquivel today about changing, and I thought it was going to be done, he said it was going to be done by this meeting, to office instead of retail, because of some question of really is retail what needs to be in there. What we are doing is we're not gutting the building because it's already gutted, but we are building a sanctuary in there, a 2,000 seat sanctuary for our church, and we wanted to also incorporate a preschool to be on campus. And this was the category I think that was recommended to retail, but if we could go with office and get a CUP for the preschool, we would be more than happy to do that. This is our permanent home. We have invested a ton into that building. We own the building. It is ours. We're not waiting on contracts or approval or anything like that. So we will have our church there no matter what. But we would like also to have the preschool available for our church members as well as the community.
Yeah, so I just want to give a quick, summary, is that Mr. Esquivel did come to us and speak about this. This was already been posted as it has been, sent out and notified to all the residents that are within that area. So we were going to bring this up, or you could bring this up at this particular time. So it's very similar to what we just happened with Mr. Nguyen, is that, you know, the opportunity to change this to office is there. You can downzone it to that. But they would have to come back and do a conditional use permit for this particular type of use, because that use is allowed. The daycare is allowed by CUP. Sure. So it could be done. We could move forward with it, and then you guys can make a recommendation per the owner's request, and we can bring that forward as you see fit. But that's the reason how it all came to be today.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to say, Ms. Kathleen?
Nope. Thank you.
You're
sorry,
welcome.
I look like this and I'm swinging in at the last minute, but
no, thank
our
you
senior and executive pastors
in.
Are out of the country and they're like, hey,
guess what?
It's
not
tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. The public hearing for zoning case Z23-08 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:50 p.m. Is there anybody here who would like to speak regarding this request? You have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Nobody? Okay. So, since there are no comments at this time, the public hearing is now closed, and the time is now 6:51 p.m.
I do. Before
May I have a motion to approve zoning case Z23-08?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Okay. Is there any discussion or questions of the applicant?
No, it sounds like we're in the same boat again with this.
We can actually, as our attorney says, make a motion to recommend, or in the discussion, recommend that they consider the a different category.
That's what I was going to. Can we table it until they come back with the right? Or
you wouldn't need to.
Wouldn't need just
I don't
vote
know
and
we could, with tabling it.
Can we amend the motion?
Yeah, you can amend the motion to include the office designation, or you can keep it as general retail. It's really whatever the board's pleasure. You can essentially move into more restrictive designations.
Mm-hmm. So we could act tonight and vote with an amended motion recommending office zoning.
That's correct.
Would that work? That's okay.
Brief for me.
Would that work for you? I couldn't hear you, Scott.
Yes, it works for me. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
Did you? Okay.
I have a question.
Yes. Okay.
Of
the applicant or staff?
Staff.
Okay.
She said preschool, and we keep saying, and the city keeps saying daycare.
Right.
Is there a distinction between the two? One overrides the mm-hmm. other, or
yes.
If we're going to have a school, preschool, if we're going to have a preschool, is it that a school and not a daycare, or is it daycare? Is preschool considered daycare?
Well, it's a fantastic question because whenever we met with them,
like that noted for the record, please.
when we met with Rural Life for a pre-development meeting, it was conveyed to us that the goal was to lease out space to a daycare.
Okay.
So that's the reason why we recommended that they seek the general retail zoning district. If it's a school, schools are treated a bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a public school, they're allowed by right in all zoning districts.
Right.
So, we need to have some clarification
okay.
as far as what the intentions are for the land use.
Ms. Hall?
If it is in fact a personal, a private business, a daycare, they would need to get a CUP in the office zoning district. They'd have to come back to you.
So if they just said we're going to do a preschool and it's going to be a regular school, then it's by right allowed in the office.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Correct. Thank you.
Only if it's public.
Okay. Ms. Hall,
if it's a
would you come forward?
Only if it's a public school.
Only if it's a public school, it's allowed by right.
Right.
Okay.
No.
If it's a private school or a private entity, then we can do a CUP?
No. My understanding is that.
Is that right?
And daycare retail just seems weird.
Yes.
Today.
Okay.
My executive
okay.
officer. So it's
okay.
a public school.
So, okay.
But that's not, I mean, it's not public. People pay for their children to go to preschool.
So you're going to do a school?
It would be a preschool.
A preschool, right.
CUP.
Like
thank you.
Pre-K and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Five.
Okay, so it's not an actual daycare. Right. Okay.
They will probably provide like some seasonal after school
right.
opportunities for
Mother's Day out.
Things like that, correct.
Got it. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions of the applicant?
Well, yeah, I'll just go ahead and open up that box a little bit more then. If it is a preschool.
Sure.
The box I'm opening up, can we go back to the land use? Because if it's a preschool, but you're saying your lease, the owner representative here will be leasing out the space. Because right here, it says if it's a denominational school, that's permitted by right.
Yes.
So will this be operated as a denominational school with the church, or would it be leased out?
Well, we're non-denominational.
You're non-denominational. Well, then that's all that, I guess. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Planner? City planner?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes.
I just wanted to.
That's a first for me, though. Yes.
I just wanted us to cover it and understand it.
Got it.
It is quite explicit.
But we're working on.
Correct. That's what I saw, and I was, mm-hmm. Thank
okay.
you.
Anybody else have any questions before she runs and sits down?
Not of the applicant, but.
Go ahead.
That was a good catch. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I
I just saw it on the chart.
Okay.
So we just need to make sure, because when staff meets with these folks, right, they submit an application, and we are told this is the way they want to move forward, right? So we are moving forward with the idea that it was a daycare, right? Mm-hmm. So if it is a school, yeah, I think we need to have further clarification, but...
But schools are really, allowed by right?
Pardon me?
Schools are allowed by right.
Right. Got it.
What type of schools?
Any type.
Are allowed by right.
But, I mean, I think that gets down to it, right? Is that, so a daycare, a school, they're all kind of similar in types of uses, right? And so, and then the overall use is going to be a church, right? So, I don't know. I mean, on their application, it was a daycare, correct?
From their from our conversations with them, it's a daycare. They just said church.
Jared, speak up. I can't hear you.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yes, it's not explicit on their application that it's a daycare or a preschool. This is through conversations with city staff during our initial pre-development meetings with these folks.
Okay. But... So...
Well, either way, are we at the point of making an amended motion?
I'd like to amend my motion to include or to specify a office...
Zoning
to include a proponent with a CUP for a non-denominational school, preschool, or a denominational preschool.
So we would have to we'd have to publish it in the paper. So the office we can move forward with, and we can go. It can go ahead and march forward and go to City Council, and they can vote how they see fit. But they will need to resubmit for a conditional use permit application. We'll
Perfect.
Need to re-notify in the paper, send out notices.
Then I will withdraw my motion and reissue this one for to amend my motion for an office zoning for that particular.
To consider an office zoning.
To consider an office zoning. Rather than general retail. Yes.
As requested by the owner?
Okay, and that will, our attorney says that will work.
The original motion was essentially building in the conditional use permit. Is that what your original motion was?
The original motion was to approve for general retail for the whole property, right? We're just doing general retail for the whole property.
I know, your original amended motion.
Original amended motion was withdrawn, and my motion now is for an office designation, zoning designation for this, the planning and zoning amendment that we're considering.
Okay.
You want to restate that?
Yeah, I think it's fine. It's essentially the same motion mm-hmm. That's published, except it's right. General retail is office.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I understood that the issue with the original one was the conditional use permit was being built in. Which
right.
That's that could happen.
Yeah, we couldn't do that with this one. Okay. So, would you like to restate it all as one? You need it restated again?
Oh, please.
Okay. I just want to make sure. No, I need staff to be clear.
So
she
right.
can
you're
put
right.
it in there.
You're right.
We're going to redo the amendment?
I need a second.
Oh, so I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Roth.
What doesn't,
Well, actually, Anderson and Moore have already.
Oh,
have
Moore,
already
Moore seconded the first one, but that was withdrawn.
Pardon me?
Was the first motion withdrawn?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, he's replied. Did you not?
Oh, we just amended the first motion.
Okay.
Oh, but he
yes, so the second right. on that is fine.
It was his motion to amend.
Yeah. So he amended it and he seconded it.
Does he have to second again is
yes,
the question.
That's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, second, yes.
So my second is
okay. So
not relevant.
Still the original. The amended motion.
I'm just going to say the devil's in the details.
That's okay. It's all recorded. Okay. Any more discussion?
No, ma'am.
Okay, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay. That's three. Okay, to conduct a public hearing in consideration to approve zoning case Z23-09, request by Tim Littlefield to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning land legally described as being all of Tomball Town Site Outlot 281 from Single Family Residential Estate 20, SF20-E, to Light Industrial Zoning. The property is generally located within the 1100 to 1400 blocks west side of South Persimmon Street within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm Jared Smith, city planner for the city of Tomball, and I'll be presenting Z23-09. Here's an aerial location map highlighting the subject property, cross-hatched in yellow. The property is approximately 5 acres of land located in the 1100 to 1400 blocks on the west side of South Persimmon Street. The reason for this request, according to the applicant, request is to rezone the subject property to light industrial to allow office, warehouse, as well as storage buildings. Here are photographs of the subject property as well as surrounding properties to provide a bit of context as to where we are located in our city. The current zoning map showing that the subject property is presently within the single family residential 20 zoning designation and has been within that zoning district since the adoption of zoning in 2008. Surrounding properties north of the subject property is an existing mobile home park within the manufactured home park zoning district. That property does have a conditional use permit which allows a recreational vehicle park there as well. South of the subject site is light industrial zoning, which was rezoned in 2021. It is vacant and undeveloped. The area to the south that is zoned SF20. It currently contains a warehouse building according to Harris County Appraisal District records. The area west of the subject property is, which is zoned commercial, was rezoned in 2020 and appears to currently occupy a barn or agricultural structure, which has been in existence since 1999, according to HCAP records. East of the subject site on the east side of South Persimmon Street is Planned Development District Number 12, commonly referred to as Rayburn Reserve. This is a single-family residential subdivision. Mm-hmm. Yet another zoning map, which is, just provides a bit of a broader view of the area as well as the zoning, which you will find in the area. Future land use map. The subject property is designated as business park and industrial by the Comprehensive Plan's future land use map. This category is intended to be located near adequate thoroughfares, which provide convenient access for vehicular traffic to include freight traffic. Recommended land uses include things such as offices, warehousing, light manufacturing, breweries or distilleries, equipment sales, contractor services, or corporate campuses. Recommended secondary uses may include things such as utility services, government facilities, transportation, or freight uses. Recommended zoning for this business park industrial category are light industrial zoning, which is being requested this evening, commercial zoning, office, or planned development zoning. The proposed zoning category of light industrial is, as I stated, in conformance with the comprehensive plan's future land use category for this site. Notification map. City staff sent notification letters to all owners of properties within 300 feet of the subject property and received one response in favor, indicated with the green dot here, and zero in opposition this time. City staff has found that this request is consistent with our comprehensive plan and the future land use plan map. It's in direct alignment with the future land use plan by promoting light industrial within this business park industrial land use category. So city staff is recommending approval to you all today on case Z23-09. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case, state your name and your address for the record, please?
Hello, my name is Tim Lowfield. Address is 9618 Kirkstone Terrace Drive, Spring, Texas, 77379.
Thank you. Sir, you have all the time you want to present your case. Anything you would like to tell us about what you, you're welcome to do so.
Right now, it's just kind of a future developmental project. I do not have any plans. I am in the process of getting permits for my office building, which is the green dot that was on the survey. And we're just, mainly I was trying to protect my office because I heard there was apartments that were, some people were looking at it to put apartments, and I'm moving from East County to this side to get away from that. And so hopefully sometime in the future we will be able to put another office building, a warehouse or something there. It's not something that we plan on doing tomorrow, but I would like to go ahead and get it approved or rezoned so that if the opportunity presents itself, we would be able to move forward.
Okay, thank you. The public hearing on zoning case Z23-09 now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 7:08 p.m. If there's anybody who'd like to speak regarding this request, you'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Do we have anybody?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Well, since there are no comments, public hearing is now closed and the time is now 7:09 p.m. May I have a motion to approve zoning case Z23-09.
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Okay, is there any discussion or questions?
I got a question for Jared. On this notification map there, does anybody actually live in any of those lots yet on Rayburn Country?
Most all of them are still owned by the developer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay. So, Ms. Ross, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Would you please call the roll?
Yes. Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tague.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
That's
a tradition.
Okay. Would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Tague.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
And Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn carries unanimously.
Okay, the meeting is now adjourned and the time is 7:10 p.m.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll see.
Always thorough and
beautiful. Yes. Hello. Right? It's good to see you.
You didn't need to come back.
Yeah. Doesn't.